From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading The Long Trail Home, Book 3 in the Fortunes of the Black Hills series by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. Near Dry Fork, Indian Territory, June 17, 1885.
You ain't got no friends left but me, Sammy. All the rest are dead or in prison, except maybe some lady friends.
In a night too dark to see dirt, Sam Fortune stooped at the waist and tried to catch his breath. The prairie dirt radiated a stifling heat and masked the normal aroma of scattered sage. A lineup of past acquaintances paraded through his mind. Tebow, gunned down in a Chinese chop house in Wichita. Grant, ambushed by a posse while trying to cross the Red River. Elmer Red, knifed in the Signal Mountains along Wild Horse Creek. Whitey and Harmon, hung by Judge Parker. And the rest? Rotting in a jail, someplace. Sam stood up straight. He couldn't see the man's straight black hair that hung well past his shoulder, or his ragged duckings, or his dirty black felt, wide-brimmed hat. But he could hear him gasp for air.
"I can't for the life of me figure out how you lasted so long, Kiowa," Sam panted. "Devilishly good looks and a superior brain," came the low, almost musical reply.
"Well, pick up your saddle, handsome. We need to keep hiking."
"Do I detect white man jealousy in that sarcastic reply?"
"Right at the moment, neither of us have a horse, a home, or a meal. In the darkness behind us, six men are riding after us, apparently to kill us. I figure your good looks and great brain are in the same fix as mine."
"Fortune, you're a lucky man."